Okay, good afternoon, and welcome to the January 21st, 2022 Orange County Planning Hearing. Let's first please rise and we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. We'll do a roll call. Commissioner Rye from the 3rd District.
I'm here.
Commissioner Bartlett from the 5th District.
Present.
Commissioner Perez from the 4th District.
Here.
And I believe Commissioner Morgan cannot be here today, so he's absent. And I'm here, Commissioner Hobb from the 1st District. Okay, first things first, let's review and approve the minutes from the December 8th planning hearing. Has everyone gotten a chance to review their minutes, and do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the Planning Commission minutes of December 8th, 2021.
Right. All in favor?
Do we second?
Yeah, second. Oh, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All in favor.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you. And here, since there's the first hearing of the year, we have the infamous election of the Planning Commission officer for the 2022. So with that, I will take a motion from somebody for the new chairman of this year.
I'll make a motion for the Planning Commission to recommend for chair for 2022, Commissioner Rice.
I'll second that.
Great. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Congratulations. With that in mind, then I will transfer the gavel to the new chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I'll take a motion for vice chair. Can we have a motion for vice chair?
Yeah, I'll make that motion. I would like to nominate Commissioner Perez for the new position of the vice chair for the Planning Commission.
And I would like to second that.
All right, moved and seconded. All those in favor of Commissioner Perez being the vice chair for this year, 2022, say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. All right.
Thank you.
It's unanimous. All right, thank you. And with that, actually, we're going to go off script for just a moment. And we don't vote on this, so we're not going to cause any crazy problems. But I want to, on behalf of the commission, to thank past Chairman Ha for his great job that he always does as chairman, and present him with this gavel that he can beat on somebody at home or something. Make those kids obey.
Okay, let's not make a motion on that, okay? Because no. I don't know if my family will appreciate that.
It's not on agenda, so we can't do that. County Council was getting excited over there.
And if the chair gets out of hand, you can use it today.
Okay.
What now?
Is that okay? Well, listen, it's been a pleasure, you know, serving the commission and, you know, with the support of the great staff and all of you, Commissioner, County Council, Executive Officer, I thank you very much for your support. And I'm sure Commissioner Rice, the Chairman Rice here, will take over and do a much better job than I've been doing. So congratulations, by the way, and thank you very much.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Maybe we can take a photo later.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be terrific. Okay. With that, I think we finished item one, and that leads us to item two. Brown Act presentation. Is that going forward today?
Good afternoon, Chairman Chair Rice. Just wanted to let you know that we are requesting to, we'll be continuing that item. to the next Planning Commission meeting. We don't have a an actual date at this time, so we would just like to schedule, request to continue to the next meeting.
All right. And asking County Council, do we just do that on the approval of the chair?
Or we would have you, Commissioner Chair, Chairman Rice, we would have you have your commission take a vote.
All right.
That item.
Correct.
So I need a motion to re-agendize this action to sometime in the future. I think that's this.
Motion to continue?
Sure.
Second. Correct. Motion to continue or postpone.
Approving that. Motion to continue item two to a date in the future.
Was that a motion?
That was a motion to continue item two to a date in the future to be determined.
I second that.
All right. And with that motion and that second, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. That's unanimous. Very good. We'll hear back about that some other time. And hopefully Commissioner Morgan will be available for that. So, because I don't know if he's ever heard that presentation or not, although he does have all that. Does he have that information in his notebook that we received a couple of months ago? Probably.
So, Chair, I cannot confirm that that was actually provided yet, because we would like to provide the most recent update. And so that will come from Nicole Walsh, County Council.
Very good.
And she did apologize that she was not able to be here today, but it is for all everyone's safety. And so just practicing, being sure for safety reasons, we wanted to make sure that we could move that item. So we appreciate you.
Perfect.
Accommodating.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. So we'll get an update when it comes around. All right. That takes us to discussion item number three. And with that, I'll ask the executive officer to introduce this.
Thank you, Chairman and Commissioners. This is a public meeting item number three, and it is a public meeting, but it's not a public hearing item. It is for a general plan amendment, land use element 2201, and also a zoning code amendment. We're basically going to be requesting to initiate the general plan amendment and also the zoning code amendment. I just wanted to preface, before I introduce our planner to be presenting today, it is not an action on the housing element that you all had seen here before. It is a separate item, and it will run in parallel if you were so to move the item. So with that, I want to introduce our senior planner, Cindy Salazar. She'll be presenting today. Thank you.
Great. Thank you, Larry. Good afternoon, Chairman. New Vice Chair and Commissioners. My name is Cindy Salazar, Senior Planner in OC Development Services, and we are here before you today to request authorization to initiate General Plan Amendment Land Use Element 22-01 and Zoning Code Amendment CA 22-01. In today's presentation, I'll provide an overview of the agenda items listed on the screen. So please feel free to stop me anytime during the presentation if you have any questions. Excuse me. Since the Planning Commission study session held at the end of October, staff submitted the sixth cycle housing element update to the California Housing and Community Development for their 60-day review. While the housing element was being reviewed by HCD, pursuant to Public Utilities Code Section 21676, OC Development Services requested a determination of consistency with the Airport Environs Land Use Plan from the Airport Land Use Commission, also known as ALUC, for the adoption of the General Plan Amendment for the housing element update. On December 16th, 2021, ALUC found the housing element update consistent with the Environs Plan, and this consistency finding is required for a fully compliant housing element update. On December 27th, we received comments from HCD on the housing element. So since the end of last year, staff has been working with a consultant and closely with OCCR to address the comments and update the housing element. We anticipate to submit a revised draft to HCD at the end of next month. Today, staff is requesting to initiate general plan amendment, land use element 22-01 and zoning code amendment CA 22-01, which is a separate project from the housing element update. These amendments need to be adopted because of the updates that are included in the housing element update. The land use element will be updated for internal consistency with edits we are making to the housing element update. Consistency with the existing housing opportunities overlay district. For example, the commercial land use designation and the land use element needs to be updated to include affordable housing. In the current housing element and zoning code, affordable housing is already an allowed use within the commercial land use designation. Again, this is just another consistency update for the land use element to match the housing element and the zoning code. And the land use element will also be updated to include recent updates to the state housing law and state mandates related to housing, such as ADUs, streamlining housing projects, Senate Bill 9, which is the urban lot splits and the two-unit developments.
Cindy, Mr. Chair, just since you asked for questions as we were going, can you just give us maybe a couple of examples of what HCD has said regarding the housing element? A couple of the bigger
items? Yes. Laurie, and sorry about that. Yes, or Stephanie, I know Laurie also had a few talking points to that, but we can go over those.
Sure. Would the commission wish us to speak to that at this moment, or do you want to?
Maybe you can address that during the staff comments or whatever you prefer.
Exactly. So certainly, we will definitely we can provide an update on what the letter that we received for the housing element. I just don't want to convolute the presentation for her on what she's asking you all to do, but we'll be happy to provide that as part of the EO updates or even after this presentation.
Thank you.
No, thank you, Commissioner Bartlett.
Thank you. And yes, we do have a few high-level points specific to the comment level. Let's see. Staff is also requesting to initiate zoning code amendment CA 22-01. The zoning code amendment will revise the existing housing opportunities overlay district to implement programs included in this housing update. The county's housing opportunities overlay district zoning regulations were adopted by the board in January 2006. Previously amended in 2008 and 2013 to increase the number of eligible sites for housing. The intent of the overlay is to facilitate the development of affordable housing within only commercial, industrial, and select high-density zone parcels. Since 2006, over 100 units have been approved under this Housing Opportunities Overlay District. Specifically, one of the programs included in the housing element update is to increase the potential density of up to 65 units per acre in the housing opportunities overlay district only. So this increase is to ensure the county can meet its RENA's allocation for the next planning period. The tentative schedule to update the general plan amendment land use element 22-1 and zoning code amendment CA 22-1 is shown on the screen. Staff is expected to return to the Planning Commission with a recommendation to the Board of Supervisors to adopt the proposed general plan amendment and zoning code amendment in the summer and then seek Board of Supervisors approval in the fall. As explained in the staff report, due to the county not meeting the February 17th, 2022 deadline for adoption of a substantially compliant housing element update, the county is mandated by statute to complete all required subsequent zoning code and general plan amendments no later than October 15th of 2022. At this time, OC Development Services Planning recommends the Planning Commission to receive staff report, public testimony, authorize staff to initiate general plan amendment land use element 22-01 to revise sections regarding housing to ensure compliance with existing state law, existing state housing law, recent state mandates related to housing, and the county's housing element. Authorize staff to initiate zoning code amendment CA 22-01 to revise the housing opportunities overlay district regulations to ensure compliance with existing state law, recent state mandates related to housing, and also, again, the county's housing element. That concludes the presentation. We're available to answer any questions that you may have.
All right, thank you, Ms. Salazar. Any commissioner have questions for Ms. Salazar at this point?
Yes.
Did you want your question answered right now before we ask questions?
On the general, on the update from the state regarding the general plan, is that the question?
Well, the one he presented earlier.
Certainly, we can certainly speak to that if that would help. So we basically received a 16-page letter from the state, so we're kind of, we're definitely in line with the rest of the jurisdictions in Orange County. At this point, they were basically asking more, like, for more specificity and more analysis. I'm sure that's not a surprise to anyone in this room. So with that, they wanted more, like, quantification and results on specificity for some of our, like, our, and more analysis on our land use inventory, the sites that we obviously have all discussed. And then they also wanted to know a little more discussion on how our housing programs could remove barriers for housing production. Again, I know it sounds like I'm speaking in very general terms, but I'm almost quoting the letter per se because it was a lot of general terms requesting for specificity. One of the things, like, just to that point on how we can help remove the barriers for housing production, you guys were all very, very instrumental in helping us with our guidelines and guidance for the SB 9 urban lot split. So that's something that we're going to be, you know, including in our resubmittal back to the state. We also want to discuss more of, like, our expedited processing that we do have. We'll be focusing on the ADU development. So a lot of those, and then right now we're currently, in fact, just as of this week, Brian Curnow and myself and Cindy Salazar, a senior planner, we have met with our vendor to move forward on the ADU's standard plan. So similar to how a contractor would come in and be able to do standard pools and spas, you know, to move the projects along faster. We're focusing on developing those ADUs. Of course, that will be another item that we will be happy to, we're under contract also with the vendor to come back to see you at the commission to share the details of that and more specificity. But it is a program that we are definitely including in our response back to the state. There was also some more discussion analysis required or requested of us on the actual site inventory itself. So why we're picking certain sites and, you know, they're asking for a little more specificity on some of the sites that are included in the site inventory.
If Mr. Chair, if I remember right, which I don't always do, there was I think we had a site in there related to a landfill.
Mm-hmm.
So was there any comment from HCD on the sort of the viability of any of these sites to be able to accommodate residential use?
So I honestly don't recall that specific comment, and I've sat through a few meetings on all the different matrices, and I don't remember, I'm looking to county council, I don't remember an actual item that specific. I want to say.
So it's still on the table.
Yeah, so everything's still on the table, but to that specific question that you raised, Commissioner Bartlett, that was not brought up any sites specific. One of the things that was more specific, they were asking about some of our affordable housing, when they would term out. So, you know, from a financial statement, from financials perspective. And so we have been meeting diligently with, thanks to Julia Bidwell and her team at OCCR, They've been helping us with the housing portions of some of their comments. So we're identifying projects that we have that are affordable housings that may term out, and then kind of explaining, because one that they identify was actually not on our list, per se. We were able to find the research to kind of respond back, and we're very positive about that. So that it will kind of extend out to a couple of 20 more years, I think the extension was. But with that said, we also found some other things that we want to be sure to respond. So I've kind of given you some high level, and I've also given you some specifics. I do not have the 16 pages of comments memorized, but I think I did a pretty good job on giving you kind of some high level and some specificity. I will turn to Cindy if there's anything additional that you want to also share with the commission and also county council, but I think I've hit all the high points for you all.
Yeah, no additional. I think, like Larry, you said, you kind of hit all of like the major points that we've been working through with the consultant and also OCCR to include more of that information in the next draft.
And when do we, can we estimate when that's going to come back to the Planning Commission?
Yeah, so as Ms. Salazar presented, we have made, we are going to be bringing it back to you all after we go back through another round with the state. So I know as when we presented the schedule previously, at the time best practice was at that time was to maybe go back to the board before getting it certified by the state. But we have found out that no other jurisdiction, I think there's one, I want to say Encinitas. I'm sorry, I don't have that. I don't remember right now, but there's only one city that has actually been certified, and they pretty much went through and got their certification from the state. So we're going to be at the point of we're going to miss the 120 days getting it back to the board and getting it certified by the state. And I'll look to council if she wants to add a little more, statute quotation on that, but bottom line is whether we took it to the board and got it adopted and got it to you guys and then to the board as we were trying to do on the first track, it's not going to make a difference until the state actually certifies. So with council's discussion and our management team, we have come up with the best course of action is actually to go back to the state, submit these last round of comments, and then hopefully get a blessing and then bring it before you all and then to the board so that we have a certified element. Mm-hmm. So long story short is we'll be seeing you all in the summer-ish of, we're hoping to. We do have a deadline of getting it back to getting this all done before October, because that would be the end date of when we really need to have this everything certified. So I can tell you that staff is really working hard on getting that back to you. But we're happy to do any workshops or, questions or briefings or anything that you guys want, you need to continue to keep you guys abreast of what we're working on. That's always an option, so.
And the letter from the state, is that available?
Thank you.
Somewhere?
Thank you.
It is posted on our website, and we can certainly after this meeting send a follow-up and share that letter with you all.
A little nighttime reading, Mr. Chair.
Well, the vice chair is.
Well, that's important.
She's gonna read it line by line and then report back to us. I think what she just volunteered to do.
Not a problem, because we're gonna need to know what's in that content, because when you go back to the state, they mm-hmm. may send you another letter. So it's good to be prepared ahead of time, saying what did they edit out of that letter, what were the amendments, or what did they say shouldn't start all over. You never know what state. Yes. So it's good for us to have that content of that letter.
Absolutely. That is not a problem. We can get that right over to you all. And if any of you would like to participate on any of our sessions with our vendor and also as we're preparing things, you can always form a subcommittee, and we have plenty of work to work alongside with you all. So,
Mr. Chair, I just have a question for
Lori. Please.
I think you stated, I want to make sure I hear you correctly. In the letter, one of the comments is the so-called removal of the barriers, especially probably related to SB 9. I think I brought that up the last time we met, mm-hmm. and we talked about potentially having some kind of additional staff briefing or workshop, right? Because the reason why I said that, within the last month or so, I have had informal meetings with local city officials regarding that. Just from the fact that we receive a lot of phone calls from the constituents saying, you know, it's great that the state and the county and all the cities talking about, you know, this all these approval SB 9 and so and so to increase, you know, basically the, you know, the number of housing available. But there's all kind of barriers that's out there that no one's talking about, right? I brought up the example in my district. A lot of the lots are in the 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, 7,000 square feet size.
Yes.
Why it's great that, hey, you can split the lot into two and do this and that, but how do you do that and meet all the setback and all the different requirements and meet, you know, building code? So, you know, that's why I want to see that copy, that letter too, that Chairman Wright just mentioned, because I want to see, because I think it's going to pop up, you know, and I want to be able to give some kind of clarification or, hey, here's how the county is going to try to remove some of those barriers. We can't speak for the rest of the city, you know, but I am involved with those kind of issues, so I would like to get some clarities on that.
Certainly, and if what I'm hearing you, Commissioner Ha, and through the commission for Chair Rice, if that is an item that you would like us to come back with, we can certainly take that directive during the Planning Commissioner comments portion of the agenda, and you can direct staff to agendize such an item and topic. So I'm happy to answer any more questions on the item and even anything about the housing element so that we can fully understand the item that is being presented before you. So as always, we're here to answer your questions.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
All right, thank you. So we just heard we're going to get a copy of that letter, and also there was mentioned of, you know, future meetings, whatnot, that a commissioner might want to be involved in. So I guess staff is going to keep the commission updated on what, when, and where on those events. Other than that, the agenda does say that we would take public testimony, so just to make sure that we follow that. Is there any? I don't see any members of the public wish to speak on this. Seeing none.
On the phone.
And we don't have any phone stuff going on anymore.
We don't have the phone.
Yeah.
We have, just to verify, we have not received any speaker forms or anyone wishing to speak. Yes. So we have a head shaking no in the
audience. All right,
audience
very
as well.
Good. Seeing none, then unless a commissioner has any other further questions, I guess we are to the point where we can go ahead with the. I would ask for a motion on the recommended actions. Anybody want to do that?
Motion?
Do we need a motion on that?
I thought we did need a motion.
Authorize? What does authorize mean? Is that it?
You do need a motion.
We do need.
That's why I asked.
In the beginning, we didn't need one. Sorry.
So I'm asking for a motion. Doesn't mean you can give me one, but I'm asking for one.
I know.
Commissioner Bartlett, all right. To authorize staff on the recommended action for items 2 and 3.
All right.
Actually, it's items 2 and 3 of the recommended action.
Okay, that's the motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All right. Commissioner Ha seconds. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? No. It's unanimous today. Very good. I think we're done with that. So we'll go right back to executive officer update. Anything today?
Good afternoon again, commissioners. So on our update, since I'll just start with some items related to the housing element update. So we briefed you on kind of the highlights and some of the specificity of the letter that we received. Also, since the last time that we met, we have gone back to the ALUC, the Airport Land Use Committee, and we have, I'm sorry, the Airport, I apologize, the Airport's Land Use Commission, not Committee. We went back to them on December 16th, as we had mentioned that we were going to, and we're happy and very proud to report that we actually did receive a finding of consistency. Ms. Salazar stole my thunder on the executive report there, and our in our presentation to you all, but I just thought it was worth mentioning because I think it's very important to highlight that, because based on the comments that we received here, the comments that staff worked on, and then the ability to get back to the commission within 1 month and then get the favorable finding that we wanted, we're very excited to report that. So you've heard it twice here today, but it was such a great accomplishment on this team's work. I wanted to share that again.
Noted.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for that. So on the current planning side of the house, also on the general plan side, you've heard that we'll be coming back to you all closer to the summer. And our goal is to basically get all of our comments addressed and back to the state by the end of February, mid-February. So that's kind of why you can see where our timeline has been extended out, pushed out. On the current planning side of the house, we are happy to come back with an additional workshop on SB 9 to address some of the questions and comments raised by Commissioner Ha and also any of the other commissioners. And if those are things that you wish us to do, you can certainly reach out to ourselves or myself or Sharon with the specific questions that you would like us to address if we were to schedule another workshop of that nature. As far as projects that are coming to you, you've heard about the Chabad project. That project is actually, the ND was posted for the 20-day public notification public review comments period for the ND negative deck, and that was published on Monday. So we're very excited that that's out on the street for public comment so that we can get back to you all, and it'll give us a month to review the comments, address any topical comments or specific comments, and have a solid report before you all in early March. So that is a third district item. So I'm sure Chair Rice might have some interest in that, as would all of you. So that'll be coming back to you in March. That's pretty much the highlights for our larger projects at this time. With that, I am going to, that pretty much ends my executive officer update for today, unless you have any other further questions for me.
Any questions?
No, I'm not.
I don't
I'm
see
good.
Any. So we're ready for any county council update.
I don't have much of an update for you. Nicole Walsh will be back next meeting, and we'll be giving her Brown Act presentation. I know there's some updates, particularly under AB 361, regarding public meetings. Nicole can talk about that a little bit more next time. But basically, AB 361 was passed relatively recently. It amended Government Code Section 54953 to add a subdivision. So basically, skipped over most of it and added a little tiny piece. And basically, if a state of emergency continues or social distancing is still recommended, both of which actually exist in Orange County at the moment, then the public, the Planning Commission and all public bodies can choose to meet virtually. They do have to make certain findings, and you do have to make all of those findings at the first meeting that is held virtually, and then every 30 days thereafter. Even if you don't have a meeting scheduled in the next 30 days, you would have to call a meeting to make those findings to continue to hold virtual meetings. That's the highlights of that one.
And if I may, I understand Nicole's going to go through all of that and your options as part of the Brown Act training when we have the next meeting. And as she said, it'll be something that, if that is the desire of the chair and the commission, then we would just work straight through the executive officer and the Sharon with as our planning commission secretary to agendize.
Yep, but that is all I have for
that's
you
right it.
Now.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm going to tell Nicole she's been replaced. It's okay. She can just stay.
We're going to get these one-liners all year.
Yeah. I'll be here all year. All right. Let's go on to Planning Commissioner comments. And what do we have? Commissioner Bartlett?
I need to be reminded, maybe Sharon, if you could remind us all. I believe I saw an email over the holidays or maybe right after the holidays regarding ethics training for planning commissioners. Can you remind us the due date on that?
The due date is December 31st of this year, 2022. Ethics training is always due every even year. However, if a person that's appointed on a board or commission is appointed in an odd number year, they must take the training soon after they're sworn in, and if the next year, of course, would be an even year, they're due to take that training again.
Okay.
As far as for this year, the deadline is December 31st. You'll get updates as it gets closer to the date. You'll get emails from me and possibly from the Ethics Training Commission.
Okay.
To get that completed. And it's a two-hour training, and I see that there are some other. Before it was just like one link where you just sign on, but there is something that has more specific to the county of Orange, but either way is acceptable.
Okay.
For the ethics training.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's it, Mr. Chair.
All right. Thank you. Vice Chair, do you have any comments?
Yeah. I just want to say I wasn't here for the end of the last year. Last meeting we had in December, so I didn't get a chance to say thank you to staff for everything for last year and all the good work that they did, because I know it was a very long, difficult year. I want to say thank you again to our past chair for a really good year last year. I learned a lot, so thank you for all that. Congratulations to our new chair, Chairman Rice. It's going to be a good year, guys. We're going to do a lot. That's it.
All right. Thank you. Yes, Chairman Ha, do you have any?
Well, I just want to, again, bring up the issue of concern, at least for my district anyway, mm-hmm. on that SB9. I don't know if we need to do anything else, but I do want to bring up, there was an article in the Register, I want to say sometime last week, maybe early this week, where even City of Yorba-Linda was up in arm, at least about, hey, you're going to change the environment within the city, because most people, I used to live there 20 years ago, and I had an acre lot and all the things that Commissioner Rice has now, right? But it is what it is, right? The time is changing, but because of that article and other things that I do, even in the private industry and even in my conversation with a local city official, I think we just need more information on that, how to deal and to address some of the concerns. So, Laurie, you said that we can talk about this. So do I need to ask for permission or ask the commissioner to recommend something to the staff at this point, or how does that work?
Yes, if the commission would like to direct staff to come back with a workshop on that, we do need a motion and a vote to direct staff.
So a little confusion. I thought we did that the last time. No?
You thought you did too.
Yeah, I thought we did that. And I thought you were going to get with Brian, who's supposedly our expert on that, to schedule something. Now, I don't mind asking for my permission again, but I thought we did that the end of last year, or the last time we met.
Okay, but you definitely want to...
Well, unless you guys object, just me, but I think that's something that I think we all gonna have to deal with.
I have no objection, and there a lot of cities are, wanting to see this legislation reversed. It's in terms of local control, and so when you do bring it back, if we could also talk about what's happening in that environment as it relates to the cities being pushing back, the issues that have been raised not only in the county but in other that we're hearing about the industry, that would be helpful as well, just to kind of give it a broader perspective. I'm in favor of having a workshop. Can we just combine it with another meeting, with just this meeting?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. It would just be agendized on a future meeting. I think what I was just asking for is that probably just a little, like what you've provided with us, Commissioner Bartlett, a little more direction. And also, Commissioner Ha, you mentioned some points of things that you would like to speak to. That would help us a little bit. I know we did, and I do agree, we did talk about it when Brian Kerno was here last time, when we talked about coming back to the commission. I would just like to work a little more closely with the chair to ensure that we are talking the bullet points that you guys would like us to spend the time and direct on. So I've got some high level of what Commissioner Bartlett was asking about, the what's going on with the other cities. I know other some cities are doing ordinances. We are choosing not to. Maybe that's a discussion. The issues that are being raised. And then also, I think the last time we spoke about this too, Commissioner High, and you all had talked about different scenarios. And so at this time, we still haven't received a formal application. We have only seen a couple of drafts on the whole urban lot split. But I think it is the devil's in the details when you start doing the different scenarios. So we could maybe walk through a couple of scenarios of your choice or some questions that you're hearing from your constituents. We'll be happy to explore and research if that would be of your desire.
And I'm having the exact opposite.
Oh.
So in my area, because I've mentioned before, we have such big lots.
Mm-hmm.
I sit on one that's 10,000 square feet. And my neighbors are like, how do I do this? You know, and I'm all like, I don't know what we've even accepted, because there are ordinances in every city, and there is some pushback, but then there's some cities that are like, we've got to pass the law. I mean, the law's passed. So I'd like to see what we're doing to give those answers to those who do want it as well, because I think we need to have answers from both sides. Like, yes, the city or their county is saying this, this, and this, but we're following this, this, and this because it's already a law. So I need to have the answers to give them just what the county wants us to give them, not my opinion, right? So if you can give that in the presentation as well, that would be really helpful.
All right. Well, if I understood county council properly, we need a motion on that, and it's appropriate to do a motion even though it's not specifically agendized?
That's correct.
In that, but it's just, so it's just an action within the commission. I understand that. So with that, I'll accept Commissioner Ha's motion.
Let me see how I, yeah.
You don't have to, say anything.
Oh, no, no, no. I mean, I'll make the motion because I'm the one that's asking for additional information on that. I'm not sure exactly what the official motion is, more or less that we need staff to support us on providing additional information on SB 9 and to, at least for me, address some of the concern as far as the barrier removal. I'll keep this short. I won't name the city or the individuals involved, but I can tell you there was an applicant that went to this particular city and asked about, hey, can I split my lot, so and so and so. The planner basically said, why the state said SB 9 is on, we're not going along with it. That triggered a lawsuit, okay? So I don't think that's gonna happen here with the county. I think our staff are very well trained and they know the law, but I'm just trying to avoid those kind
right.
of situation and be able to help, because whether or not the constituent is right or wrong, or the city in this particular case is right or wrong, right? We have a higher responsibility by saying, okay, how do we do it? And I think I've talked to Brian in the last hearing. It's like, for my particular district, okay, show me how you take a 5,000 square foot lot, split in half, have two units, whatever the minimum square footage, and meet all the codes. Show that, because that's the things that are the one issue that always coming to me and said, Commissioner, you work for the county, right? So you with the government. Show us how you do it. You talk big about, hey, helping to relieve this housing crisis, but can you actually do it? So I'll get with you, Laurie, and maybe Brian for this very specific, but that's for my district, opposite from yours. They say, hey, it's great that you guys say that you're doing all this to help the crisis, but is it really working? Or how do you remove the barrier?
Right.
And then go into this particular city and have staff at the city saying, we're not going to honor it. Get out.
Yeah.
That doesn't work for me.
So, Commissioners, I would just request that you understand that we will only be speaking to the unincorporated areas.
Understand.
Right. Okay.
Understand.
Because I know you all represent a lot of cities, and I definitely don't have the bandwidth to have our staff work on that. But we can focus on specific geographic areas and that you wish to speak to in your areas and walk through some scenarios, but it would be, I will take you up on your offer, Commissioner Ha, if you're going to be kind of lead on this, to meet with Brian Curnow and myself to kind of go through some scenarios and ideas that we can present to you, something that's useful and meets what you guys are requesting.
Mr. Chair, just one other part, if I may tag on to the information we're requesting. So I think it would also be helpful to understand if local homeowners associations would pass rules saying that it's not permitted.
Mm-hmm.
Does that Does that keep you from being able to submit plans or not, or go through the process? So a lot of the associations, they require you to submit your plans to them first, and before they come to the county. And so just understanding that would be helpful from my standpoint.
And that is certainly
living in unincorporated
that is certainly
county
a fifth,
in association.
Well, I was just going to say that is certainly a fifth district item.
Yeah.
I can see that. Yes.
Well, I'll accept that as a motion directing staff to schedule an SB 9 workshop. Do I have a second on that motion?
I'll second that.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. All right.
Thank you, Joe.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
And then I think it's, my guess is it's probably appropriate in a kind of a situation like this that that individual commissioners can probably communicate specific requests for information to be included in the workshop. I don't think that that would be inappropriate. And so if individual commissioners have...
As long as the individual commissioners are communicating that to staff and aren't communicating with each other outside the context of a publicly noticed meeting about it, then yes, you are absolutely dead on.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Any further planning commissioner comments? It would be mine. I just wanted to reiterate my thanks to past Chairman Ha. He's been the chairman a couple of times during my tenure, and he's always been terrific. And this past year was, of course, one of the strange years, and he navigated us through that really well. And his ability to be the chair and to take care of the meetings and to deal with staff, and combine that with his expertise in the area, just makes it an excellent time to be on the commission when he is the chairman. So my thanks to you, past Chairman Hall.
Thank you again, and I appreciate it. Again, you know, we got a great group of commissioner, and the staff has been wonderful. Everyone's very knowledgeable in their subject, and it makes my job easier when I have issue and I don't know everything, but I can certainly come to staff or come to exec officer and share what my concern, and usually 99% of the time I get all the answer I need, right? And my job is, again, to be prepared. Because especially in my district, again, you know, I walk out on the street and someone knows me, even though I try to keep it private. Oh, you're the commissioner for the county, right? We have a question for you. We went to the local city official and we don't have it. So we go to the county and then we go to the state. And, you know, and half the times I'm like, I'll get back with you, right? But I do have to get back with them. So that's why. But thanks again. You know, you guys been wonderful. And, you know, I'm here to be of support, right? I think I've been on the commission the longest of the five of us, but I'm just one of you guys, right? I don't know it all, and you guys have been wonderful to assist me in everything I do, and we'll continue to support Chairman Rice for all this year, because this year seems to be going to be challenging too, right? I thought we'd be over with COVID, but
no.
You're still here.
Well.
Thanks again.
All right.
And thanks for this gavel, and I promise I won't use it on my family.
Well, you know, that's totally up to you. Totally up to you. All right, that ends planning commissioner comments, I think. And now public comments. Do we have any? Seeing none, hearing none. I think that means that we are over and we are adjourned until perhaps our next scheduled meeting, February 9th, 2022. All right, there we go.
Thank you.
Shall we take a photo?